The piece of music we're listening to in the background is called The Trial. It's featured in the soundtrack from the fiction podcast Marsfall. Today we'll break it down and get into why and how it was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where audio drama composers get to tell their own stories. In this show, we break apart the music of a fictional podcast and take a trip into how it was made. My name is Sam Bosemiller. I'm a composer, producer, and voice actor from the U.S., and this is How I Make Music. Welcome back to How I Make Music, The Trial by me, Sam Bosemiller. Thanks for listening in.
Personal log. Outgoing message. October 26th, 2047.
So, Marsfall is a sci-fi / fantasy story about the first colonists to settle on Mars.
Back on the horizon. From here, you can't see all the problems of humanity.
We follow them starting in the year 2047.
No singularity. No bullshit. Just pure blue. Ahead of us lies the red planet, growing slowly larger in my window. The unknown has never looked this beautiful.
So maybe 2047 is actually the year that we'll get people on Mars.
Walker, not available.
Mini helicopter that's flying around from the Perseverance lander, and yeah, it's pretty incredible the strides that we're making. Life imitating art.
What? No, that can't be. Jerry saved me from the fire.
The scene takes place in the trial for Andy, our colony AI.
Andy!
I am sorry, but Gerald Walker is dead.
It's his trial for closing a door on a particular colonist who was about to create havoc for the rest of the colony, so...
Andy, please pull up the last personal log from Corey Walker.
I am sorry. That information is classified and only accessible by the person who recorded it.
But he's my son.
Kind of that philosophical debate, the trolley debate. Should you pull the lever and try to avoid most people knowing that you'll kill one person, or should you just let the trolley kill all five people to save the one?
To find Major Flint and Miss Levy. Major Flint showed aggressive actions toward Miss Levy, holding a scalpel to her throat.
So this was the trial that where all of our main characters kind of come together for the first time. And in this scene,
I determined Major Flint could only be stopped through force.
Thank you.
We hear interjections from several of our characters.
It could have killed me.
Let's start at the beginning.
I started playing cello in school. Sort of like a string music petting zoo. My good friend at the time was playing viola, and so I thought, oh, I really want to play viola. So I expressed this to the director of the orchestra that had come, and she was like, no, you don't want to play viola. Your hands are big. You should play the cello. So I was already at 9 years old being told what to do, like what musical instrument I should be taking up. It's actually the closest instrument, other than the trombone, to the range of the human voice. Both really, really low, and it also gets into that high coloratura, kind of soprano end of things. And so, I'm a big George Clinton fan, and part of what I love about Parliament Funkadelic is that they, like, very imaginative harmonically and melodically and rhythmically. Yeah, I love that era of funk music from the 70s, right around, you know, 75, 76. Don't tell me now.
The whole funk
The Orb is an electronic music group. I really got into their ethereal and ambient music where you're just like taken on a whole journey.
That's neat, because I used to look
at... The place where you end up is certainly very different from where you started. My co-creator and music editor, he's director extraordinaire, Eric Saris. He's also one of our writers of the show. He and I first connected through music. We both went on an orchestra tour to China together. And as you can imagine, traveling to another country and touring and performing music brings people close together pretty quickly. And so I met him and we realized that we were very similar in our outlook on music, and that just got a lot of things kind of kicked off creatively. We wanted music to be featured really heavily. He kind of realized that there was more or less these like kind of pillars or buckets that the majority of our music was falling into. And we called them a numbering system, essentially like 1 through 6 being silence to total music taking over and being the focal point of the scene. So going through that and knowing that ahead of time helps me really plan, okay, my workload. Is this scene a 1 or is it a 6? Or is it somewhere in between that? And the way that I write music, at least for Marsfall, has been in leitmotives, which are little motives for each character or place or emotion. What you're hearing now is the claps. I picked up clapping after cello, you know. I phased it so that it's actually kind of moving around your ears. Even though you're hearing that over and over again, since it's panning around and moving around your head a little bit subconsciously, it's keeping the rhythm driving and moving. At this point, I would consider myself a professional clapper. So... There are several speakers during the scene of the trial. We'll hear interjections from Jeff. He's the finance officer of the colony. It's that low cello. Bam, bim. That's actually one of the first themes that I wrote of the entire series. We hear Kyla, our medical doctor's theme. She's got several horn pads, so you'll hear those horn chords. Chip Heddleston, the character I actually play, he interjects a couple of times. So you'll hear this kind of MIDI patch just really jokingly kind of come in and dip out, because all of his interjections are just jokes. They're just little quips. So I wanted like the attitude of the character to be represented or representative of the music that you're hearing. You know, the beats that I sample from Ableton and bring and drop in and then highlight at different times, they help to kind of break up the monotony of that clapping rhythm. There's a whole cadre of composers from the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s that was using minimalism to try and get you into like a musical trance, almost like you're looking through a kaleidoscope. So a lot of what I tried to do here was take this continuous beat and then add a little something to it or take away a little something that would highlight or dampen the inherent strong or weak parts of the beat. With a podcast or with film or with television, all of that is collaborative. And so you you immediately have to shelve your ego and say, what's the best thing for this whole artwork? Rather than, what's the best thing for my track? Or what's the best thing for me as the composer? None of that matters. What matters is, how does the whole thing come together? And how am I adding to it? How am I plus oneing rather than deterring or covering something up? That seems to be the kind of the main thing that I've learned over the last, this entire project working on Marswall. Sometimes I just want people to just listen. You know, like, hey, you know, the best way for you to know me and to know my music is to just, like, check it out. Just go and slap on some really good headphones, or go stand in the dark with some giant speakers and, like, put them, you know, close your eyes and, like, just get swallowed up by the sound. And then you'll know. Then you'll know, you know? The one thing about music is the ability to communicate with people around the world on a different level that almost has nothing to do with, you know, what language you speak, but it is that other language, right? That's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment. Thanks for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes on howimakemusic.com or wherever else you get your podcasts. We've been listening to music featured in the audio drama called Marswall. To hear the full story or to check out my other work, follow the links in the show notes. We video recorded the making of this episode. Check it out and support the musicians of audio drama by becoming a patron at patreon.com/howimakemusic. Top tier patrons get a mention right here in the credits of every episode. How I Make Music is created by John Bartman. And now, here's The Trial, a quirky, minimal electronic soundtrack in its entirety. My name is Sam Bosemiller, and thanks for listening to How I Make Music. Catch you next time. Mm-hmm.